Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
With tonight's guest, transformational artist Jabu.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky.
And musical guest, Edwin Sankey. I am Mark Lejeur, and now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Here we are on a significant day in in our culture. It's Memorial Day. And so this is a heartfelt day for a lot of people. So a lot of heartful feelings going out to too many, and a lot of remembrance going on today. And this is interesting because, of course, throughout the world, there are days like this. And I was thinking today how interesting it would be if we had a day like this for the whole world, because still today we think about when these soldiers, these veterans, you know, fought this war or that war or died in this war or that war. At the same time, though, this country has made peace with that country and this country, quote unquote, those people that died in that same war that now we have made peace with can be honored as well on some day all together. I think that would be an interesting thing. And it was a thought that came to me today. And interestingly enough, I also had an experience this weekend where I went to a friend of mine's party and his daughter was there, whom I love. And she said to me, you know, I listen to a lot of your shows. And I said, well, thank you. I'm glad. And she says, yeah, you know, sometimes I listen to you and I think this guy really gets it. I totally get him. He's right on. And sometimes I listen to you and say, what planet is he on? Where is he coming from? I totally don't understand what he's talking about. And it reminded me of a time when a friend of mine says, you're not an artist unless people hate you. And I don't know that people have to hate me. But if we're inspiring thought on this show, if we're inspiring conversation on this show, not everything has to be understood. Not everything has to be agreed upon. We don't have to agree with every single guest that's in here. However, there are so many of us in this world, so many different ways of thinking, so many thought processes that go on. And just because we don't currently understand, which takes us back to the wars, right? We currently, at the time, didn't have the same ideas as this particular country or that particular country, and they potentially not like ours. And now we're all best friends and we all think more similar, perhaps. I don't know. But the point is, it's not about, not everything is just pretty. And sometimes even in the beautiful can be thought-provoking stuff. And even in the what is not beautiful, quote-unquote, can be thought-provoking stuff. Which brings us actually to the topic of the day, a couple topics technically, with our guest, Jabu, who says, beautiful art is obvious. Great art is transformative. So today we're going to be talking to art transforming life with our guest, transformative artist Jabu, and our musical guest, who's an accomplished musician across multi-genres, and a guitarist, Edwin Sankey, all on the Life Changes Show right after this.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network.
You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sharon Stone, and Alex Gray on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Or you can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio, sitting here with our co-host, Mark Lejeur. Mark, hello.
Hello.
I'm feeling kind of mellow.
I was going to say, it's a mellow day. What do you think this is?
It is a mellow day. I mean, there's a lot of people hurting today.
That is true.
There are a lot of people.
True. This is, it's funny you bring that up because I was thinking about earlier how, you know, we call it a holiday, but it really isn't a holiday. It's not something to celebrate. It's a memorial. And there's so much pain behind today.
Yeah.
And I can't think of a better day to be talking about transformation and creating transformation and driving that with art.
Absolutely. And I was thinking about this friend's daughter who says, you know, sometimes I think you're totally off the wall. Yet she says, I've listened to a lot of your shows, right? So the conversation...
So she's right in both aspects.
Right? The conversation is, I believe, what's important. It's just right. I don't know. She might not have liked it, but she heard something, right? And it's changed her in some way. And I think it's even more appropriate because today, our guest is not only an artist, but he actually came to America because he was a youth ambassador, and still is an ambassador, but he was a youth ambassador for South Africa. So talk about, I mean, that's a conversation I want to have too.
Absolutely.
So, well, let's get started then. Our guest is a transformative artist, Jabu. And I should also say, can we say youth ambassador, or you're a young adult ambassador now? Or
I'm a young adult ambassador now. I encourage young people to be ambassadors of different causes that they're passionate about. I became an ambassador in South Africa, not by choice. I became an ambassador because I was a political activist thrown into the situation that I grew up under called the apartheid system. And it was from there that I became an activist and showed my leadership. So the African National Congress, which was the Nelson Mandela's organization, the Youth League part of that, selected me among 16 other young leaders to come to America to study peace and conflict resolution.
To study peace and conflict resolution
with the goal of going back home and administer the skills and spread the word to help with transition from the apartheid system to the new government, the Nelson Mandela's presidency. So behind the scenes, a lot of people don't know that why South Africa didn't have a civil war like many other countries who are fighting to have democracy. Often there will be a civil war before that actually takes place. This did not happen in South Africa,
right?
Because there were there were leaders underground, leaders and young people who were helping with this process, and I was part of that process.
And a lot of those leaders were actually in jail, and even from jail, when one would think that's hopeless, that actually stopped nothing.
That actually fueled
us
to continue to fight for liberation.
Right.
And yes, Nelson Mandela spent 27 years in prison. But the media doesn't talk about the fact that there were millions of young people, black people, who were thrown into prison for the same cause.
So let's talk about this for just a moment, because I think it's interesting that I remember way back when, and it seems like a long time for us, but I'm sure not for you from being from the country. But so apartheid and all that. And so, yes, as Americans, since it's not in the news, we might think, okay, so that happened and something good happened and now it's all fine. But it's not all fine.
It's not being...
It's over, but it's not over.
It's exactly. The fight is just starting. We have now political power, but what we're missing is economic power. We have been lied to. We're still in the similar situation. The only difference is that now we can vote, but without economic power, political power means absolutely nothing. And I think I look at both. I'm now a citizen in America. I have a dual citizenship. Mm-hmm. I look at both countries and I say, Americans are being lied to.
Mm.
They have political power as well. Many people do vote, but does their vote actually mean anything? See, do they actually get economic power with that vote? Because that's what is important when we talk about democracy. And that's what's going on in my country today, is we are still as poor as we were before Nelson Mandela got released from prison. So now we need to have real freedom. There has to be a real economic power. So we need that. And only then can we have true political power.
You know, it's interesting when you say you're an American citizen now. I know you've been in the country, is it 20 years?
Yes.
Okay, so not only have you been in the country 20 years, but as an ambassador, you've been to a lot more states than I have been to, and that a lot of Americans have actually been to. How many states have you been to?
I've been in 48 states.
What's wrong with the other two?
I'm saving the last two. Those are the best.
What? Well, you're in California, so obviously that's not one of them. What are the other two?
Those are for fun. I chose
Alaska.
Alaska and Hawaii. I chose not to visit those because I didn't feel like I was gonna get the kind of support that I needed. I'm not saying people in Alaska and Hawaii are bad people. I'm just saying that bigger states have more people, and therefore I needed to be there to speak to those people about the causes that I was talking about.
Mm. What kind of reception have you received in those states where you have been, and in the 20 years that you've been spreading these messages?
American people want to support the causes that are going on. They want to be involved in global change. But often people blame their own immediate environment for why they're not traveling, or why they're not getting the news, or why they don't know about different wars that are currently going on. People are often blaming the so-called mass media. But I say that, look, I came from South Africa. I find that I was learning more about other countries with the limited education and limited resources that I had. So if I can do it, I know you can do it. So each one, teach one. The information is out there.
So we could start, for example, with South Africa. We could start by not thinking of South Africa, or rather of Africa, as a country.
That's right.
Right?
There's a little spot to start there, yeah. That's part of that education.
I don't mean to laugh.
Each one, teach one. So ask the questions.
So Africa is a continent.
Africa is definitely a continent.
And South Africa, it doesn't mean the south of Africa.
It does not mean the southern part of Africa. Yes, it is in the southernmost part of the African continent.
Right.
It is actually at the upside down apex of the African continent.
Right.
Yeah.
Filippo's Italian, and he thinks Italy's still a boot, so you gotta give him patience.
I don't know where that came from, where you're going with that, but I know, thankfully, we're going to a commercial, so with that, we're going to learn about more about South Africa. We're going to learn about more about Jabu, our guest, and transformative art. And a little later on, my friend, our friend, Edwin Sanki, will bring music to our studio live here on the Life Changes Show right after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic. And the Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen. And the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a Galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino on our archive page at lifechangesnetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio, sitting here with Mark Leger and our guest, Jabu. By the way, if you're interested in hearing more, learning more about our guest, we are going to be giving out his information in just a little bit. But also, when you go to Life Changes Show and you click on any of our guests, we have their links there for any of our guests, including Jabu. Jabu, thank you for sharing a little bit about the work that you've been doing as a youth and young adult ambassador. Now, you are an artist, but you've been painting all your life.
Yes.
So, but you didn't know you were an artist, or you didn't know you were a transformative artist until when?
When I was 13 years old, I was part of an underground movement, which was the African National Congress Youth League, and we were creating illegal artwork to mobilize the people to free Nelson Mandela. And I was part of that group. I was creating T-shirts and flyers, and we got raided, and that landed me in prison. I was wearing a free Nelson Mandela.
At 13, you were in prison?
I was in prison at 13, yes.
Wow. And it's because you were creating the shirt, or because you were wearing it, or what?
I was creating T-shirts, and I happened to be wearing one of the T-shirts that day, and this is the reason that I was arrested.
And it was illegal because it was against the current government.
The Nelson Mandela's organization and Nelson Mandela himself were classified as terrorists at the time. And this is why Nelson Mandela was in prison. Mm. He was classified as a terrorist. And anyone who was involved with wanting to join or fight the same cause that Nelson Mandela was fighting for, to free Nelson Mandela, that person or those individuals were classified as terrorists. So I was engaged in a terrorist act by creating the Free Nelson Mandela T-shirt.
So art as terrorism. Interesting.
That's right.
In somebody's mind.
Yeah.
It turned to transformative.
Exactly. So what happened is a year later, I got released.
A year?
A year. I spent a year in prison.
Wow.
My parents, my friends looked for me everywhere. And during those days, when you got arrested, you were not charged with anything. And the police didn't report to your family, so no one knew where you were. People would look for you in hospitals. If they didn't find you there, they would look in the morgues. Because one or two of these things happened. You either got killed by the police or you got arrested.
Wow.
And sometimes some people fled the country. They went to exile. Or they went to join the armed wing of the African National Congress, Umkhonto weSizwe. So that's usually what happened. And so if your parents didn't find you in one of these places, you were dead and buried in an unmarked grave. Hmm. So.
And what happened a year later?
I got out and I.
Why did they let you out? I mean,
I was fortunate that
that's what I'm thinking.
Well, first I was tortured, and it's a long story. You can read more about this on my website. So
at artistjabu.com, might as well give it right now because I'm going to want to go myself again.
Yeah.
Artist Jabu, and Jabu is JABU.com, artistjabu.com. Mm-hmm. So, yes, just the abbreviated version, if you could.
Yes, I was motivated by other political prisoners to continue the work that I was doing.
That you met while you were in prison?
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah, so the older political prisoners fought for my release because I was the youngest prisoner.
13?
Yeah.
Wow.
So they fought for my release and I was released. But that did not stop me from creating more art and fighting for Nelson Mandela. And
wow.
This,
remarkable.
This is what led to me being selected to come to the States and do this. So
let's talk about the Nelson Mandela Freedom Series. You have a whole series of art on for his legacy.
Yes.
So let's talk about that.
My goal is to educate young people about what democracy is about, mm-hmm. about what the legacy that Nelson Mandela has left us, the fight for all human beings to be free. Mm. And I feel if we don't educate people about Nelson Mandela's legacy or keep that alive, it will be lost. Mm. So if people operated from his teachings, I think our country will progress. And we can all begin to rebuild the South Africa that we all love and want to live in.
Can I ask you just briefly about, I know the legacy is important and I know it's for all humans because you talked about the human spirit and freedom for all and that kind of thing. But what you met him personally more than once, actually, right?
Yes, I have.
But what was that like?
It was amazing. I was caught up in, I was in awe because it was kind of funny for me because I went to his first address when he got released at the biggest stadium in South Africa, and we had all been expecting this giant to come out. No one had heard Nelson Mandela speak ever, right? And then he stood up and he was tiny. right? And then his voice, he said, Amanda. It was like this tiny voice, right? And it was quiet. Like there were millions of people there and it was quiet. Mm. And we were like, is that Nelson Mandela? Right? So it was like, it was like that. Like you laugh like, wait. Because I was expecting this image of this powerful person.
And but, he was powerful.
But he was powerful, right? And that was my first experience with him. And then my second experience was I met him in Washington, D.C. while I was on a tour raising money for the organization and doing speaking engagements, which allowed me to go to 48 states. I was able to talk to him personally, and he congratulated me and other young people that I was with for the work that we were doing. Mm. It was very brief. He was a guest of Jesse Jackson, and we shook hands, and that was it. So, but that experience was powerful for me, to see face to face the person that I went to prison for, right? Because that was, and looking back, I go, maybe I should have told him, hey, dude, do you know what happened to me while you were in there? I don't think it matters. What's important is that we fought the struggle, we won, we got what we wanted, which is political power, the power to vote. That, look, I hadn't voted forever in South Africa. No one had voted, and I was fortunate to be able to cast my first vote for Nelson Mandela.
At what age?
I was... was in 1994, I was 23.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. So I voted as a black man for the very first time. And I was able to, by the way, repeat that. I voted again for the very first time for another.
Oh, that's interesting. I know what you're going to say. Wow.
Black president.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
As an American citizen?
As an American citizen.
Wow. Yeah.
So I repeated that in my lifetime.
That's interesting. That's interesting. You know, I love the story about, I didn't know that's what was going to come out, about how you had this vision of this quote-unquote powerful man.
Yeah.
And what I like about that story is that power doesn't necessarily have to look a certain way.
Exactly.
And that from the way you described it, if Nelson Mandela can do it, then and almost any one of us can do it.
We can all do it.
Yeah.
You have to find enough passion to care about something, enough that you are even willing to die for it. That's passion. That's what Nelson Mandela had.
You look at Nelson Mandela and Gandhi and Mother Teresa, and you know, none of them are big physical aggressive presence, right?
That's right.
But unlimited power.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder how Mother Teresa spoke. I'm just kidding. I don't know. I know she spoke quietly. Anyway. So you not only got behind that cause, which is a political, one can say a political cause, but it's a human cause.
Yes.
You got behind animal causes, wildlife causes rather, and food causes. And I'm not sure what that's all about. But when we come back, can we talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely.
Okay, because you have a series for food, transformative food, which I want to know about. And then an abstract series, which that's just, I don't know, is that a catch-all or something like that? Well,
it's also transformative.
It's also transformative. Okay. Oh, he's pointing at me.
Yep. Yes.
It's
transformative.
Yes. Don't underestimate the power of abstract.
I was going to say, there's power in the room.
The power of art.
The power of art, period. Okay, so we're talking to the artist Jabu, and that's Jabu, J-A-B-U. And if you go to artistjabu.com, you'll find his work. And he's also on Facebook as Jabu Artist. And he's actually on LinkedIn and all kinds of stuff. So you can definitely connect with him on Twitter, Instagram, and all that. And then you can see a lot of his art at artistjabu.com. You're currently in Los Angeles, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, actually newly in Los Angeles. So welcome. We're happy to have him in the studio. And we're happy to have Edwin Sankey, who will be here with us shortly, presenting some live original music of his own here at Studio NoHo, all on the Life Changes Show when we come back in just a moment.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
We are back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio, sitting here with Marc Legere and our guest, artist Jabu. And would so love for you all to see his work. If you go to artistjabu.com, J-A-B-U.com, you will see what we're talking about. Some of it is just mind-blowing. Some of it is
transforming.
Yes, I'm like, that's the word. I mean, there's a reason there's that word.
And Jabu, for those that don't know, means happy, right?
That's
the translation.
Yes.
Yeah, actually, is that your given name or...?
It is my mother's language, Xhosa, which means happy.
And so she gave you that name?
She gave me that name, yes.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Okay. So let's talk about, why don't we start with the abstract series? Okay, so what was I missing when I looked at the abstract series? Because I liked it. What was the part that I missed?
Art is objective, and I find that realism attracts certain kinds of people.
True.
Not everyone needs art to be defined for them. You don't have to paint realism all the time for people to get the message. Some people get it through color and form. I use my abstract series for healing children in the hospitals. I have had University of Utah has collected my artwork for the children's hospital. So when you do abstract work that has soft forms and beautiful colors, it has been proven that color heals. So that's what abstract painting is about.
Okay. Any voice <That's> again? Okay. Yeah. All right. So, and then the food series?
The food series for me started here in the States because of I found out about GMOs. I always thought that food is food. I didn't know that there were chemicals being put in our food. And that's what made me start the series. I wanted to educate people about growing your own food in your own garden, cultivating your own food, preparing it. But there's joy, there's fun in preparing food. So I...
And you're saying preparing it, meaning not just opening a box or a can.
Exactly. Precisely. Seeing it grow in your garden, nurturing it, taking care of it, and then bring it to the kitchen, prepare your own food. And then when you plate your food, you want it to be beautiful so you can eat it. So that gave me an idea that I can combine two of my passions, food and art. If I created a dish from that dish, that dish can inspire a new piece that I can then paint live or paint over time based on the colors that you see on the plate or the different shapes that are on that plate. And that's how the Transformative Food Series got started.
I like it. And finally, the Save the Wildlife series. And I have to tell you, the elephant and the horses were my favorite. I was just moved by, especially the blue horses, mm-hmm. and then the elephant in the, what we would think is more African colors.
Yeah. I started the wildlife series for the love of wildlife.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been watching in the news and everywhere around the world how these creatures are being killed for profit. Mm. And so I wanted to use this series to bring the awareness of the plight of these animals that really our future generation will never ever get to see. So the horses that you're seeing, it's part of the series for saving wild Mustangs in Utah that are being pushed out and killed for meat. By the farmers there.
Wow.
And their excuse is wild horses overgrazing in their farms.
I think this is something that people don't know. I think there's actually a percentage allotment within the legislation that is a certain amount of horse meat is an acceptable level within. I don't think a lot of people know that.
Yeah, I didn't
know that. I'm not sure what the number is. But
this meat is being shipped to Europe. No one eats horse meat in America. So,
okay.
So this is, I'm trying to educate people about that.
Here we are, and you are. Thank
and
you.
Then the wild animals, of course, the elephants, zebras. I'm doing a zebra right now for an organization called Funny Zoo, F-U-N-N-Y. This I'm doing a life-size zebra that I'm painting. It will be exhibited. You can see it from the 15th in Santa Monica on the Promenade.
On the Promenade.
On the Promenade. It'll be exhibited for 2 months.
June 15th.
15th. Yeah.
In 2016.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. What's the gallery? Do you know?
It's going to be on
right on the Promenade.
Right on the Promenade. Okay. Outside.
Oh, wow. In Santa Monica. Oh,
in Santa
nice.
Monica. There will be other animals there. So if you want to know more about this cause, shoot me an email.
Yeah.
So I can tell you more about Funny Zoo and what we're doing to save wildlife in America. And
this is different artists as well? So
there will be different
coming
artists
together?
As
wow,
well.
Okay. Yeah.
So each artist has been given a life-size sculpture to paint.
Wow.
To interpret. And I have a zebra.
Oh, I look forward to seeing that. Yeah.
Neat project.
I'm also painting live. I'm painting a zebra live every day on Facebook Live. So you can catch me on Facebook
during that time?
During this week.
During okay, so that's at your Facebook page?
Yeah.
That's facebook.com/ artistjabu or artist.jabu.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, wow, lots going on for you. Or actually, Artist Jabu also, I think they're both your pages.
That's right.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right. So our facebook.com/ Jabu Artist or artist.jabu. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. I am inspired and I feel like I've learned something and I'd be interested in knowing what my friend's daughter has to say about this particular show. I really, she could say like, oh, I knew about Africa like, and then, but somebody else might not.
Right.
I hope this shed light about what's going on in Africa. I'm sure Americans know that whatever you do here affects all of us. You're part of that.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think they know, but I think keeping it in the consciousness so that it's more from a mindful state, I think, is what's so important that you're doing and others like you.
Yeah.
You know, we need to stay aware of these things and not just, you know, turn a blind eye or...
That's right.
I like on this show, we definitely scratch the surface of a lot of subject matters. And though we've been on for a few years, there are so many different subject matters. So I look forward to revisiting this subject matter and then going deeper still. So
I would love to.
Thank you so much.
Thank you
for being here on this special day, actually, Jabu. Thank you so much.
Thank you to all of you listening.
And we'll be right back here on the Life Changes Show with our musical guest, Edwin Sankey, right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Gary Zukav, and Kyle Cease, on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and at Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back. We are Philippe Voltaggio and Mark Legere. And our guest, Jabu, is still with us. And joining us in the studio is Edwin Sankey. He is decidedly an accomplished musician across multiple genres, a composer. You're shaking your head. There's so much more I could say. I haven't even gotten started. But I'll just stop here. A guitarist and friend, Edwin Sankey. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, how are you doing? Thank you so much.
You are so understated. You
have a beautiful, humble head shake.
You are, seriously, actually, I've known you for many years, and you're one of the few, especially musicians, that I know that if something doesn't energetically feel right to you, you say, I'm not doing it. Especially musicians in this town who need work and have to work, and this is how they make their money. You're just, I'd rather not do it because it's not the right energy.
Well, I don't have to work right now. I mean, I did at a different period of my life, you know, but my mother died and left me her house. So I have a boy who's African American, and that has been my priority. So now it's getting pretty good. He's a musician and he's a man. But we're not the same. See, his DNA is black and I'm Asian, but I love him and he loves me. So there's some music we play good together, but some of his rap and stuff, it's just too testosterone for me, you know? But...
Well, you got testosterone.
But not like that. It's a very second child. It's like very, but in his world, he's really a sweet guy. I don't know, you know.
He's also 16. I mean, come on, the genre.
No, he's 19.
Oh, he's 19 now.
Time has passed. But these have been a rough 3 years for me. See, so, but God is good. You know, I was listening to your story. You know, you had some tough times and then you have some good times, you know. So you're over there and I'm over here and we're all here.
Right? Edwin, when you say Asian, correct me if I'm wrong, but you're from Japan?
Well, actually, when I do like my, you know, that swab, I'm actually Mayan.
You're Mayan?
I am Mayan. I have a First Nation in me. I'm a First Nation person. See, I knew I wasn't Japanese.
But you were born in Japan?
No, I'm saying if you... know anything about the Mayan culture, it was all over the world, okay? So my bloodline, when you conquer something, then that's what language you speak. You know, it's like, that's why English is spoken. That's the language of the conqueror, you know? Music is the same way.
Mm.
So
I'm glad I clarified that. Well, you're doing great with the geography.
Okay.
I mean, well, I don't know if you understand what I'm saying.
Well, like, I actually understand what you're saying.
See, like do re mi fa sol la ti do, Chopin, like that's taught all over the world.
Right.
Because that's a criteria of what excellence is.
Well, where I was going with that actually is because you touch so many genres of music. Actually, I had never sung rock and roll, and then you were the first one that got me to actually sing rock and roll live and in front of people. I'd sung a lot of stuff, but never rock and roll. So, and I thought you were the last person that I thought would say, "Hey, let's do a rock and roll song."
No, it's all good. Anything that comes from the heart, you know. If it's real, it's real.
And then you take your good to China and work with children and music. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, well, on Facebook, some girl contacted me and says, I want you to meet some Shaolin monks. So I went to Rosemead, and there were these monks there. And I went into their lobby, which is about this big, and it's so clean. Just even their lobby, you're waiting to meet the headmaster, and somebody's making me tea, and it turns out that was the headmaster. He looks about, he could have been my kid, a grandkid, you know, but he was the headmaster, he was the abbot.
Mm.
He said, just call me Mao. I'm talking to the guy that everybody's bound to. I don't know, you know, I don't know the formalities. So, but I said, God, this place is so clean. You know, they have everything, just, you go in nirvana, waiting in the waiting room. And so I started strumming my zithers. These are zithers, okay? This is...
We'll have to take a picture of that together with the zither because I don't know if people know
so
what that is.
So they were going to give a martial arts exhibit. They're going to bring the Shaolin philosophy, you know, of a priesthood to the layman. They're in the Chinese community, so I brought some drummers to play the djembe and the dij. And we started playing, and the young guys asked me, hey, play something fast. So the young guys want, because they want chi. Doom, 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 doom. So when the rhythm is really heavy, then they start doing their routine, and they could jump up. Looks like they're flying. So they started liking me. So then the old guys say, hey, when I play something slow, because they're not going to jump up like the young guys. So I started strumming like Tai Chi, you know. Dum, 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 real slow. So I developed a relationship with them, and some businessman said, I'm going to take you to China. So that was my first trip to China.
Actually, people can follow some of your trips to China on Facebook, right? Can they befriend you
Facebook? Yeah, okay. For sure. So China was my first understanding of really what feng shui is, you know, really. If you follow the moon cycle, when it rains hard there, and the dirt is soft. They got these peasants. They go 200 at a time with these hoes, and they change that energy. You know, when the ground is wet, right then and there, they pick up that thing and they plant.
Mm.
I mean, you look, China is so green.
Mm.
You know, it's they taught me a lot.
Well, actually, you're going to change. Well, we've got great energy in the room, but you're going to change it again. With some music, what are we going to hear first?
I'm going to play the ukulele.
Okay.
But I tune it.
What's the piece we're going to hear? Do you have a title?
A title?
Or it's just...
It's a Tales of China from Ed Wing. These are some of the melodies that the reason I'm playing this instrument is... I've been playing the guitar for 45 years. People cannot afford, I'm for the peasants all over, you know, the regular people. So I play some Americana music is the music of the poor white people. It's very close to African-American blues because they were poor, very real, like... It's an emotion.
Mm.
So I was trying to show the emotion is similar from the Asian peasant Asian perspective through music. So,
okay.
So it's like a just, and the reason we wanted to do it on the ukulele, which now we call the dragon lute, because they changed the shape, is because the average kid all over, I'm not talking about the spoiled kids, because China has a lot of spoiled, you can only have one kid. So if it's a male kid, that kid is spoiled. I'm telling you, it's like spoiled. I'm talking about for the people that don't have money, you know, the regular people. So there's a lot of music that could be played on this four string. And okay. They could afford it. See, they could afford. So when I go to China, I teach a bunch of teachers. That's, you know, so here I am thinking I'm going to have a, and then I play for a bunch of kids, 5 years old and seven, you know.
Yeah, I've seen the picture and you have all their attention.
It's not like I'm playing, you know, it's like, hey.
Big
you know,
concert halls.
No, no, I'm not like.
No, that's, I get
like
it.
Like Michael Jackson or nothing, but it's very.
I didn't think you were like Michael Jackson, so not to worry. But I tell you what, I'd love to hear the music.
Okay.
So this is, so let's just call it Tales from China.
Okay.
Here's Edwin Sankey live at Studio NoHo on the Life Changes Show. Thank you. Wow. I don't know when you, where you go when you play music, but you go someplace.
Well,
do you know where you go? As long as you know where you go.
I was just I was improvising.
You're improvising.
I was just making it up.
You were doing it from somebody. You were telling us tales from China.
Yeah, what's happening is they were songs. These are all like melodies that I would teach in China. Like they like Americana.
Yeah.
So like, you know, so anything like a, they like kind of bluegrass stuff. So I was just.
Well, I could see why they like you there. Mm-hmm. Edwin Sankey, I'm going to give your website out because that's where you have a new CD, right?
I brought it. I'll have to show it to you. They made me one in China. Only certain songs worked.
Okay. That's the way to sell it.
No. What I'm saying is you're playing to a consciousness, okay?
Right.
They like the classical. They like anything kind of classical sounding because they know do, re, mi. So
right.
You got to understand. So if I have something other than certain what they're used to, it's too foreign.
Well, let's give the website anyway. So if people are interested in the music, they can learn more about you. Edwin Sankey. Now I'm going to spell that EDWINGSANKEY.com. So EDWING Sankey, SANKEY.com. Okay, well, we only have a couple more minutes left, but I'd love for people to hear what a zither sounds like, and then we'll take a picture with you holding the zither. Do you have a song that could, like 2 minutes long?
Yeah, for sure.
You're making it up, so you can make it any length you want, I guess. What should we call this one?
We should call this Memorial Day Prayer. How does that
Ooh.
Sound?
Ooh.
Beautiful.
Wow. So, that's perfect. That's perfect.
Awesome.
Okay. Well,
these are my past life
instruments.
I play these for many lifetimes. I'm going to just strum. This is C minor.
Day prayer. Thank you so much, Edwin. That's really beautiful.
All right.
Look at you. Edwin Sankey, edwinsankey.com, Edwin, E-D-W-I-N-G, Sankey, S-A-N-K-E-Y.com. You know, as I see you picked up the other one, that one was in B minor. What was the other one?
C minor.
And this is in what?
This is called Sanat Kumara.
Okay.
And it invokes a certain master when it's played right.
Oh, well, I was going to, well, I don't know if that would be appropriate. I was going to say, as I say the closing remarks, I wonder if you could just play in the background because we've run out of time.
All right.
You're awesome. So happy to have you here on this special day. So by all means, thank you, Edwin Sankey. And wow, I don't even want to interrupt it, but it's so beautiful. Well, it sounds like more Memorial Day prayer. With that, I would like to thank also our guest, Jabu, for being with us today on this very special Life Changes show. I want to thank Brent Hahn here at Studio NoHo for making us all sound so good. And a big thank you to Doug Newsom at BBS Radio, our program manager.
On behalf of Dorothy Donahue, our executive producer, and Mark Legere, our producer, I am Filippo Voltaggio, and as your life changes like ours did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.